Oh man, I've stolen so much candy from my son, but I don't care. It's the Fig Cave. Welcome. It's now officially the holidays, I guess. It's November. We're rocking it out. We're in the High Noon Hard Seltzer Studios. I got two friends with me tonight. Of course, they're both up in the same state. They're up in Connecticut. I got the lovely Nick Thompson up in Connecticut. What's up, dude?
Nothing, man. Just recording early this week, you know, instead of falling asleep, almost falling asleep during last week's episode. So
yeah, we were tired boys.
What up, man? Yeah. No, the daylight ain't helping.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's been rough with the daylight savings, but I think I'm adjusted now. And speaking of adjusting, we got our good friend Tommy Paradise from the Run-In Podcast joining us to talk some wrestling figures tonight. What's going on, Tommy?
Sirs, how's it going?
Oh, not bad, Thomas.
Are you live from the Athletic Brewing?
You know, it's funny. I just applied to be like an ambassador for them this week. They had like sent an email out. Yeah, from the Athletic Brewing studio here in Northern Connecticut.
You'd be perfect for that, man.
Right? That's what I tried to say in my write-up. Yeah. I'd be perfect for this. So yeah.
They all taste like dirt water to me, but you know, not mud water like Chris Van Vliet, but dirt water.
You know what pissed me off actually about them is at the Big E, they had like a tent, a big display. And I was like, they had their seltzers, which I have never tried before, made with hops. I went up and grabbed one. It was $9. I'm tasting it. It's just like a regular fucking seltzer. I paid $9 for like a Schweppes or a Polar seltzer.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely a seasonal Polar flavor that is the same exact taste.
Yeah. I was so mad at myself. I'm like, why would you do that?
Kind of like the ones that the Treehouse makes, like just like seltzer waters.
Yep. Straight up seltzer water.
Oh, dude, that's bullshit.
So mad.
That's the hidden thing for whoever has never, you know, paid attention when we talk about Treehouses. Buy your beer. Buy all these things, but grab some of the non-alcoholic seltzers while you're there. Yep. Their flavors are awesome. Johnny Sisco, last year I was meeting him up in Boston for the Major Pod Live show, and he's like, can you grab me like a case? And he knew the names already. He was like crazy. I was like, yeah, I got you, dude.
The coffee is super good, too. Did you guys get the coffee when you were up here?
No, I should have.
I've got it before. I've gotten a couple bags, yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy Paradise and our good buddy DJ host the Run-In Podcast every week. You guys can go check out runinpod.com. It has all their deals, their episodes, and more importantly, their Patreon, which is part of our group, our Facebook group. At the $1 level, you can get access to that, plus a bunch of giveaways. We're going to start recording some more bonus episodes. I think we had we're doing a bracket or a draft of Christmas movies. What did we say we're going to do? Something Christmas movie related, right?
I think we're getting draft a Survivor Series team.
Oh,
draft!
Wow. Yes. Oh man,
yes. We're gonna try with a cool name.
That's right. We're gonna try to do three on Monday night. I think.
Oh damn!
Put in your calendars, boys.
Oh man.
The Survivor Series team, Christmas movies. I fucking forget what the other one was. It's in the chat somewhere, but I forget what the other one was.
But yeah,
my bad.
You get access to our Facebook group, which is well worth $1 a month, especially if you want to find these Mattel Legends in stores, and you're not having any luck. You got 500 plus people to buy, sell, and trade with in there. Our good buddy Magnum TA is in the group, so we got some legends, and Zach Egolf's in the group too. So he always has some good comments and making fun of people, which are fun.
You can see Chad Miller's 9 Christmas trees, dude.
Oh, dude. I want to talk about that. Chad Miller posting a photo with 3 Christmas trees. I'm all about that, man. All about Nick that.
November 7th, dude. November 7th. You got to put that shit up.
Yeah, that is early. But at least you get out of the way. Before we get into wrestling figures and stuff like that, what'd you guys think of Crown Jewel over the weekend? You were a little bit harsh on it in the group chat. Tommy, what you kind of called it a glorified house show? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think all these Saudi shows, honestly, like even some of the lesser paper, like Clash at the Castle and stuff like that, were like that's all they're becoming. Like it's a big deal. The crowd's hot. It's great, but there's nothing huge happening on them. We got Logan Paul winning the title, which I think everybody saw happening. And then we also saw the return of Kairi Sane, which if you were paying attention to the internet, that was leaked like super early, which sucks. I hate when shit's leaked, but yeah, I don't feel like they're as special as they used to be. I think it is just a glorified house show. The good guy's always going to win, or whatever you expect to happen is going to happen. And that's it. Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it, but
yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, it was cool to see Cena put over, Solo Sikoa, yeah, but the matches weren't, you know, there was nothing like life-changing on the show. Nick, did you watch, or are you just doing the Twitter highlights?
No, I watched it wherever we did Saturday. I think we're getting new cell phones. Like, oh, I was like nice. Sitting in the corner, like, you know, Zoe was the adult in the relationship, so she it was in her name, and I was like sitting in the corner, like watching on my work phone. I agree. It has they always have a house show feel. Even the first one, right? It was like Triple H and Randy. And I swear it was the same match that I saw Triple H and Randy when I was in school in Hawaii in 2005.
Wow.
I was like, this is the same exact match. And then also it's like, okay, but what other storylines can we cram into one show storyline wise that we don't have to explain much, like The Fiend losing to Goldberg.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, hey, we came back. Goldberg's a champ.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, no, that's right. That's the frame poster you have behind you that I see.
No, yo, yeah.
Goldberg. 100%. To my biggest fan. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my black and white photo except of Goldberg. It's color. That's cool.
I love it.
My whole Goldberg collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a decent show, but I mean, I do like the Saturday early kind of show. I think we taped it or we watched it on a delay because my son had soccer, and then my neighbor is a big Ohio State fan. He was watching that, so we watched like a couple hours later. But there's no spoilers. I mean, we did see Rey Mysterio almost break his neck and Logan Paul catching him, which was probably the biggest moment of the night. I don't know if I'm sure you guys saw that. That was pretty crazy and just shows how far Logan Paul has come in the 10-plus matches he's had to adjust and catch a guy on a botched move that he could have really hurt himself on, you know?
Let me ask you this, because we posted that on our Instagram, and a lot of people were giving us flack in the comments saying that the whole reason why he had to save him is because he was out of position to begin with. Like, I guess he was supposed to be closer. Like, yes or no, it still took Logan Paul to realize, oh, shit, I need to catch him or he's going to crack his head or spike himself. Like, no matter what way you cut it, it's still a huge move by Logan Paul. But, yeah, there was a lot of naysayers out there, a lot of haters.
Really?
A lot of non-prime drinkers out there that were on our comments saying that it was Logan Paul's fault in the first place.
I'm confused because it looks like he was going for like a moonsault. So was Logan Paul supposed to be like on the ground, like face up?
I need to see what the lead up to that move was now.
I mean, from people's comments, he was supposed to be like closer to Ray so that he could catch Ray. And then when it happened, Logan Paul was too far away. So Logan Paul had to rush to catch him. So I don't know. It's all how people interpret it. I thought it was. I was like, "Holy shit! This guy is a part timer," and as soon as somebody brings up, you know, "Oh my God, Rey Mysterio almost spiked his head," I was like, "Well, yeah, Rey Fénix did, or was it Penta? Which I forget which one did spike John Moxley on his head twice?"
Yeah.
After he was already concussed.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here? Not to be the tribalism, not to be the tribalism chief here, but
yeah. Is that your new gimmick? Nice.
I don't know. I just kind of came up with that.
Oh, dude, that is a great
tribalism chief.
That's a great Twitter handle or X handle.
What'd you guys think of LA Knight? I enjoyed the match. Like, I wanted to see kind of like the crowd, even though I know there were machines, I wanted to see the crowd reaction when he came out. I wanted to see the people getting into it. I'm into the whole thing, except, you know, he's not going to win, but I'm just kind of over. I know Roman's going to cheat, but I need a little more creativity on how he's going to cheat.
Yeah.
Cause that part's getting repetitive. I guess that's my only complaint on that, but
it is getting stale. I mean, they're obviously building to something, but who's going to beat him? If they're going to do what I was talking to somebody about the other day is they must've thought that The Rock was going to wrestle at WrestleMania last year, and then they were going to do the Cody thing next year. That's got to be it, because that's the only thing that makes sense of who can dethrone him. I mean, the Sami thing has passed. The Jey Uso thing, I mean, he's a solo guy on a different show now, so that's kind of passed too. Like, who would it be? Like, I mean, right? Like, what's the end game here? I mean, it is kind of...
Side note, Jey, main event Jey Uso, who is celebrating his singles career, who then immediately won a tag team title with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I do like that.
The belt that he's had 100 times before.
Yeah, yeah. And acted like it was something like amazing, like, yes, you know, you haven't won this fucking 13
times. I'll take the press conference regardless. But, yeah. You know.
I am a little sick of Seth Rollins now. His outfits are just kind of like, come on, dude. They're just like giant like ball gowns and stuff. It's just a little bit too, like, I was hoping he'd come out with something a little bit cooler than that. And I was actually hoping he would lose to McIntyre. I'm hoping they turn McIntyre heel at some point. They kind of rushed this War Games match because that's like 2 weeks away, Survivor Series. But usually it's 5-on-5 for War Games, right? They only have 4 people on each team. So people are thinking there might be a return of... I think McIntyre maybe joins the Judgment Day, and then we have a returning Randy Orton.
That'd keep it kind of fresh if they added a fifth on both sides. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just something different. But
CM Punk.
Oh God, come
that's
on.
Confirmed now.
Damn. It is. It's confirmed now.
No, we just did. We just confirmed.
Oh,
it.
Oh, we did. Oh, wow. We're breaking.
Yeah, we wrote it. Yeah. Yeah.
Tribalism Chief just tweeted it out.
Decent show. Who is growing on me is Zoe Stark. I like her in the ring. She's actually pretty good. She looks like a real wrestler. Like,
yeah, she does.
She's not like, I mean, I can believe her to be like an ass kicker, even though she hasn't really done much or won anything. So, anyway, our show is brought to you in part by Ringside Collectibles. RingsideCollectibles.com. Use promo code FIGCAVE now for 10% off. Plus, if you do it and send us a screenshot. I know on your final order page, it doesn't show what promo code you used, so you know what, just send us a screenshot of your order. We'll take your word for it. And we have a $1 Million Man Chase Legends figure and a Wheeler Yuta Blood and Guts figure to give away after the at the end of the month. To all you have to do is use our code and send us a screenshot on social media. You're entered to win. So we've been getting a bunch of those in from people. We thank you guys for using that code. And we'll get into the Thanksgiving sale a little bit later on in the show. But
Winner get both? Do they get one or the other?
The winner gets both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You better make some orders, Tom.
Wow. So me and DJ tomorrow, we're stealing your idea that you stole from me, where we go through Ringside and say what we want for our Black Friday wish list.
Oh, I like that idea. That was fun. That was a fun episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and of course, ordering for the toy drive from there.
I think we're allowed to steal from, I don't think it's even called stealing when it just shows that we both listen to each other's podcasts and we
appreciate, it's borrowing.
Yeah. We appreciate good ideas. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Hulk Hogan and Bubba, when they were, you know, when they were friends before he had sex with his wife, he was like, there's a great video where they're leaving like a Miami Heat game or something, or Magic game. And he's like, it's Hogan knocking on people's windows in traffic. Like, hey brother, can borrow a dollar? No, I just borrow. So we're just borrowing ideas, man. Just borrowing it forever.
Yeah. I'm just giving you shit.
Yeah.
I'll borrow your wife for a little bit, you know?
Sure.
Biggest news of the week, guys. Rest in peace, Rush Collectibles. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
What a shame.
Sal from Rush went onto their Instagram, Nick, and decided they are pivoting, a la Ross and Chandler. They're pivoting, and they're not going to make wrestling.
Did he mention pivoting in there? Did he mention?
He did, like 100 times, yeah.
Did he spell it right?
Dude, I hopped on. Oh, geez. Well, he capitalized the V, which is odd. I hopped off my ladder at work. I was like, I got to see this bullshit of what this guy's talking about. But the night before, I was explaining, again, Zoe doesn't give a shit about like any of this. But I was like, Zoe, like, I was like, you know that guy I was talking about, that weird dude that tried to sell figures and they all fucking broke? She's like, yeah. I just want to write like a letter, like, from, like, dear Sal from the wrestling community, you are not one of us. And it's not like, it's like, you just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And it comes across so much, like, the final straw, dude, was shipping something in an Amazon box.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, dude.
That's... like repurposing his Amazon box for a business. So,
like, how would you even do that? I mean, how many he had have sold a good amount. How are you using? Is you just telling your wife to buy whatever she wants on Amazon and just hoping it comes in, hoping it comes in the right size box or something? But I mean, he
dumpster diving.
He used the R word on social media, which is a big no-no, obviously. He was blocking people that were asking where the hell their orders were. He was accused of not paying talent when, I forget who it was. It was
Zbysko.
Larry Zbysko. Yeah.
Larry Zbysko, the living legend. Was like, when did this figure get made? I didn't get paid for this, which I don't know if that was a mix-up or, you know, or what, but... we knew some of these companies would start dropping off, and this is the one that we after months and months, figured would be the first because they've had just hiccup after hiccup after hiccup, and their figures were falling apart. Their bedside manner wasn't great. And now you have companies like Zombie that's just killing it, you know? So I'm not sad they're gone. I guess they're going to keep doing the like monster figures, but... you know, what do you guys think?
They never made monster figures in a Hasbro size line. This is not like you. I don't understand. Like, oh, we got to keep making things in the retro size. No, you don't.
Yeah,
it didn't exist before. It's not. It was a wrestling only thing. Like, I don't get that part.
But then today he posted that, and he blocked me and the run-in, like my personal account and the run-in. So I'm only seeing what you guys share. But he posted that they lost the license for like three of the monster things. I think it was Mike was like, did he lose the license?
Not Turbo Man, but what is it called?
I don't remember what.
Rocket. Fuck. I know what you're talking about. I'm not blocked.
Starman or Godzilla or something. I don't know. But
yeah, it looked like they were from Godzilla, like the Godzilla movies.
I don't, what's the market for that? How many people are asking? Like, how many of people that like those movies are then collecting figures of this stuff? Like, right?
And Ultraman.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And in a wrestling figure style.
Yeah.
Like, there's better versions of these figures out, I'm sure, in the toy world.
Yeah, they don't fall apart when you look at them wrong.
Right.
We had him on the show. He was a total carny. Fucking was just giving us bullshit answers for 30 minutes, and you never like to see people fail, but it doesn't sound like it's even a real company. I think he has a day job.
He's absolutely made his bed, dude.
Yeah,
it's just yeah,
it's not like anybody's going out of business here. Like, he has a real job. He was doing this on the side and was working, I guess, with Mitch from Hastel Toys, who has completely lapped him and has had 10 times as many figures come out in the last year. So I don't think you can do this half-assed. Like, the people that are passionate about wrestling figures are going to kill you if you come out with something substandard, especially because there's five other competitors doing the exact same thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah, why? Yeah, give me a reason to buy from you, and he's not given anybody a single reason of, like, why he should, why he's different than everybody else. In a positive way. He's definitely just different in a lot of negative ways. By the way, this is all alleged, guys. Alleged, you can't sue us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anything else to add, Tom, before we move on?
I was just going to say, like, you guys nailed it on the head a couple weeks ago when we were talking, or when you guys were talking about this, where it just seemed like a super money grab from him. Like, oh, these retro figures are hot right now. I'm going to jump. I think I could do this. And I think I texted you guys saying, like, I 100% felt that from your original interview from him, that there was just something super suspicious about it, super carny about it, and I had a feeling like something wasn't going to end right.
Yeah, it didn't.
What the fuck wants the French Angel? I'm just going to say it.
I don't even know.
I've never heard of this guy. I've never heard of this, and I'm a fucking nerd, man. I have a lot of old like wrestling magazines. Those same like five wrestling books that your parents are nice enough to get you. Yeah. I've read those a million times and I was like, I don't know who the fuck the French Angel is.
Yeah, or those VHS tapes you'd get for like $5 at East Coast Marketplace. Never seen that guy in my life.
There are strong rumors that Jazzwares AEW is shutting down the Supreme line. We haven't gotten anything from ringside since the Supreme Series 3, which was Penta and Rey Fénix, which I feel like I pre-ordered that maybe before the summer and gut it like during the summer. And obviously I think the CM Punks are starting to hit Walmarts, but those are their own like Walmart exclusive. Those have not gone up on Ringside for any kind of pre-order in the last 6 months. What do you guys think about these? I still see them floating around some Walmarts and Targets. The Cody Rhodes is on Ringside for $70. So that tells you that's still, I mean, obviously his popularity with WWE, people are probably buying that up like crazy. Why do you think if this is over, why do you think this line failed? Because obviously the Ultimates on the other side of the tracks are doing well. So what do you think, Tom?
I think the $42 price tag instead of the $32 price tag is a huge part of it. I think when you are charging $42 for a guy like Kenny Omega, who mainstream media or mainstream wrestling fans haven't even heard of. Yeah. Again, tribalism chief right here. I think that's a big ask. I think if you're going to do these, you got to do them on that Jazzware Vault site. And I'm not shitting on the figures. This is the best thing, in my opinion, that Jazzware does. The Britt Baker is hanging around at one of the Targets mm-hmm. I frequent. I've seen the Kenny Omega at Walmart. I've seen the Cody at Walmart. They look great. But I just think the $42 price tag when Grandma Jane is walking through the toy aisle for 100%. To get little Billy a figure, and it's like that's two of these WWE Elite figures that I could get for him of Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre, who I've heard him talk about.
Yeah, Nick, these are worth the $40 because they come with a ton of shit, and they are really good figures.
Essentially, it's two figures. Yeah,
yeah. That Cody my son has, I got him for Christmas last year, is great, but the average person, like Tom said, walking down the aisle, they're not even buying the $20 AEW figures. You think they're going to grab these $40 ones? No chance.
I think it's the same thing that plagued Ultimates when they first came out, when they were that $30 price point. It was like,
yeah,
that's why, again, that's why nobody had Ultimates to begin with, because nobody was ready for the $30. It was like, wait, it's $10 more. Why should I spend $10 more? And now you have a brand that people know even less about, and you want that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have the crazy collectors that buy NECA at Super Sevens at the $45 and I guess $55 price point coming. But that's the fucking Ninja Turtles, Back to the Future, shit like Americana, nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
People just don't quite know what these are. People are only buying this Walmart Punk, and they're paying ridiculous prices, which is insane. But for a product we know is going to be abundant. Look at every other Walmart exclusive.
Yeah, they'll be everywhere in a week or two. They're probably in the back. They're probably in the back right now. They're waiting to put it out for a resets, you know, for the holidays.
My Walmart keeps all their toys. All their overstock goes like in the back of the garden section.
Yeah.
And I can see on the other side of this wall of Christmas lights, three aisles of just toys.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing these AEW figures, anything that's coming out for... I'm not going to see them until May. They're not going to get to them.
No.
Why would they stock them?
Just grab a blue polo shirt and walk back there. No one's going to do anything to you.
Dude, I have like that Anderson, remember the merchandising company they were going to bring in to clear the shelves and put the new stuff out? I'm like,
yeah.
I was like, can I just look up the company and like make a fake lanyard?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh, you would 100%. Easily be able to
do that. And then a source told me that they work like they do some sort of like distribution or merchandising with Walmart, and they're very like allegedly they're very like strict about who goes in the back. I'm like, get out of here! It's Walmart, man.
Walmart is no. I used to go.
Yeah, there. I don't believe that a second. Yeah,
my mom works there. I used to freaking run around back there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. I definitely think I can get the Anderson. Yeah, the Anderson like lanyard, and maybe like I'll get a patch. Just walk back there.
My mom deals with all the, if you return stuff or stuff's broken, she gets all of it sent back to her and like the back, and then like decides if it gets like shipped back to the company. Like, never thought about how crap, like, you know, she just has like surrounded by broken crap all day. Like, imagine how many returns Walmart gets a day, you know? It just lets
the
you
line
return
is always
anything.
Long.
Oh yeah.
I should have Tom pop into the New Haven location, dude, right off 91. When you come down, like, it is like three shopping carts for every type of section in the entire store. It's just all returns.
You can return diapers with shit in them at Walmart.
Dude, they, especially because they third party so much on their app, I think that there's stores that, like, you could bring anything that you bought through Walmart.com back, and I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I think there's quite a bit of stuff you're not supposed to, but it's just like, because they'll show up in clearance. I'm like, oh, cool. A beer fridge with a cord chopped off. Great. Yeah. Perfect. $40. Yeah. I'll take it.
Like, cool. You had to store.
Oh, you have bumper plates. Sure. You have bumper Olympics weightlifting plates. I'm sure those will sell.
I've told this story on our pod before. I think like way back, we moved into a new place and like an apartment, like a duplex. And I bought an Xbox 360, but I bought like a bundle at Blockbuster Video. So it was super cheap. But I didn't want the game that came with it.
Oh, nice.
So I kept the game in the shrink wrap, brought it to Walmart, exchanged it for a game I wanted. They didn't ask any questions.
Oh no.
Like they didn't. I don't even think they scanned it, to be honest with you. I think the electronics guy was just like, yeah, here you go. Even exchange.
Oh man.
I was like,
dude, I have tried to return things. Like, I think that when the Vince McMahon Elite was out, I mixed them up and I returned it to Walmart. They go, oh, this has the wrong, this is not ringing up. It's the wrong, DPCI or something. I was like, what?
What?
It's the same figure.
Oh my God.
This is Xbox 360. So it was like, you know, 15 years ago. So
dude, there was a model car. I had my 40th birthday was at Truck Bar and, even I guess they thought I was 11 and they gave me a model truck. I was like, oh, they sell these at Walmart. I was like, I'll go get my $20 at Walmart. They go, no, this wasn't purchased here.
Oh,
wow. I was like, how did you, what do you mean? I go, it's on the shelf. Like, yeah, they must have bought it somewhere else.
Yeah, my kid got it for a birthday. Okay, thanks.
That's what I say every time.
Oh, yeah. Kid has a lot of birthdays.
I tried. I said I got it for my birthday. It didn't work.
my kid got this for his birthday.
The only person that's not allowed to return things at Walmart.
No, they blocked me at Target.
I will return something that I bought on clearance at Walmart for full price at another store.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just confessing, all kinds of stuff here tonight.
Yeah.
How to be a scumbag on the Fig Cave podcast.
Long-awaited ringside exclusive two-pack deathmatch GCW Matt Cardona and Nick Gage. That's a mouthful of a title, but these look great. They're like the Remco style figures that the Major Wrestling Figure Pod guys have come out with. They went up for pre-order. They are actually going to ship in a couple weeks. So I think you'll have them like by the like this time in December. They're all blood. There's a bloody version and a non-bloody version. And I think Ringside is really promoting this pretty heavy because this match was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, but these figures look great. They're the ones that like come apart. You can change out the heads and the legs. They're kind of like similar to the Superstars or the Master of the Universe figures. So the price point isn't bad. The packaging looks great. Pretty cool. I will not be picking these up, but I think a lot of people will for that GCW belt. That's the first time that's ever been made before. Which is cool. I would love to get John from Ringside on and just figure out when he gets these exclusives, like from Jazzwares and Mattel. Does he have someone on staff that does the designing of all this stuff, or does Mattel just do it for them and they just sell it? Because they get some badass stuff. Even the figures I don't want, like that Wheeler Yuta. I was looking at it today, and obviously I've shit on that guy before, but the it just looks great in the package. I mean, he's like yelling. He's covered in blood.
100%. Yeah.
The packaging is great. So I don't know if that's all Jazzwares or they collab on it or what. But this is available from Ringside. And then also Zombie Sailor is coming out with a Hasbro retro style figure of the same match. So if you went to this match and you were, you know, you loved it that much, you can get a lot of figures from it now. Three different.
It's like when they had the Steve Prefontaine movies that came out within 2 months of each other.
Yeah. Yeah, the running movie. Yeah.
Good. Cool.
Yeah. I will not be getting those, but they both look great. So props to Cardona and Nick Gage for those. Those will look cool signed.
It comes with, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it comes with detachable arms.
Yeah.
Instead of like changing the arm, the hands and stuff.
Yeah, bloody arms and like non-bloody arms. So
that's pretty cool.
Nick Gage has like the gang symbols, I guess. I don't know if he's gang related or what, but
It's MPK, dude, all fucking day.
Light tubes, right. A pizza cutter. Yeah, I mean, it's they go all out with these things, man.
You don't remember when he almost came in and killed him at that live show, and then he was in the back just having some jimmies with everybody else?
Tom was only there in body, not in soul. He was.
I wasn't at that one.
You weren't at that one? Oh, shit.
No, you were there. That's the first time we hung out. Well, the first time I hung out with you guys.
Yeah, Nick Gage was there?
Yes. Yeah, dude, remember Gage did the run-in?
I wasn't even drunk at that one.
I think that was the last one you drank at, but you weren't drunk.
Right. I had like two beers.
But you were the first one. You're like, oh, I went to take a piss in the back, and it just double J, Nick Gage, and like Max Caster.
Yes. In the back. Okay. Yes. And CPA got thrown over the table.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yep.
I do remember that now. All right. No,
the one dude's girlfriend was unfazed. She just kept on eating her crab cakes.
Yes. Yeah. That was Hardy Heft.
Hardy Heft's girl. Yeah.
Moon or whatever.
Moon. I think Moon. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Moon. Jazzwares AEW 4-packs are starting to get delivered to people, and I'm kind of confused why people are excited about this, but now I know that all the belts are new. I think you have a smaller women's AEW belt. I think you have
the size of a women's wristwatch now, yeah. Instead of
exactly.
Instead of your dad.
A Burberry world title belt for MJF, and a new, I think, North American title, whatever. No, they don't have North
American.
TV.
TNT. Okay. TNT.
No, do they have North American? That's NXT. What's the belt they have? All Atlantic or something?
All Atlantic or
They have so many belts, dude. So many belts.
It's crazy because Tony Khan made a huge announcement about that belt, about the name change. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's a cool looking 4-pack. I don't know if it'll pop up again on to Amazon, but we shall see. I don't know if we talked about this last week. I was a couple Tom Paradises away from feeling good last night, but FTC using the Elite style bodies. Did we talk about this, Nick?
Did they announce it? No. This came out this week.
Okay. Yeah. So they're gonna. Right? So they're not using. Yeah. They're not using the old Jax style. We did talk about this because you made fun of them for allegedly using Jax bodies, even though they never probably. Said they did.
All right. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, maybe it was right before he went to air.
But I posted this
late breaking news.
I posted in the Facebook group. They're selling for $19.99 a set of Sharpie marker with cut up little tiny pieces of laminated. Like poster board for $20 that you can have your figures pretend to hold in the crowd. Like, what the fuck is this, dude? Who is paying $20 for that? I mean, you can't use code double click figs and get 10% off, even though we're blocked on all social medias by Figures Toy Company. But
I know I'm gonna get adjacently blocked because you just keep talking shit about it, man.
Adjacently blocked. That's a good. Yeah. That'd be a good shirt.
You do get free shipping with that sign, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes things a little bit. Yeah, I mean,
I've never been on FTC's website. I didn't realize the licenses that they have.
They have a ton, man. If they can actually make real figures, yeah, they have like the all the presidents. They have like the Three Stooges. I think they have superheroes, maybe.
Super Friends. Yep, Scooby Doo, Batman, yeah.
Easter Bunny.
Three Stooges.
I was just gonna say the fucking Easter Bunny's on there.
Is that exclusive?
Is that exclusive?
The Cornet figures are not terrible. They're not bad. But there's so many guys on here like Rad Radford. You got Tom Pritchard, Savio Vega. Imagine if these guys had like real fucking figures.
The Cornet works because Cornet wears a fucking suit, which that should be soft goods.
Yeah.
So it actually works. You know.
Yep.
It just. Oh man, and they've had 45 tries to get it right. So,
well, at least I mean, if it's a step up for the Elite bodies, maybe that'll help. But I don't know if the faces will help. That's the biggest problem. The faces look like they're Barbie dolls. So we will see. As the aforementioned Ringside Collectibles has a Thanksgiving sale on their website right now, I will not tell you not to buy anything from there because I want you to, but. We'll see a better sale for Black Friday, but some of this stuff might sell out. So if there's something on here you want to get, jump on it now. I'm trying to look at it right now and see kind of the heavy hitters on here. We do get the Blood and Guts Britt Baker down to $22. What else is on here? The Defining Moments Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels are like $20, $21 each. NWO 4-pack of retros down to $42. So there is some really good deals to be had here. Obviously, use code FIGCAVE for 10% off, or you can use SHIPFREE60 for free shipping if your order is over 60. I mean, I shouldn't tell you that, but sometimes, guys, you do an order and it's like $70 and shipping is $15. You're way better off using that SHIPFREE code.
Yeah, if you're ordering Defenders, you have to do
oh,
it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that gets expensive. So
yeah. We understand.
But yeah, check it out. Thanksgiving sale on their website. That should run for the next couple weeks. We will do a recap show for like Black Friday after the sale. I know that obviously Thanksgiving is on a Thursday. Maybe we'll record over the weekend that week, dude. And just to kind of recap Thanksgiving, and I'll be too busy with work before that to do anything. And then we can recap the Black Friday sale, talk about what we picked up, all that kind of stuff, and then really hype up the toy drive, which we should have the address for you next week. So that's going to go. I already called the people from House of Ruth here in Baltimore. That's a charity. It's a home for battered women and their children to live in rent-free. So pretty cool charity. I think everybody does toy. I see it more and more now, guys. Every restaurant I go to has a Toys for Tots bin now. They're really, which is awesome. It's good. But let's pick a different charity and spread the love a little bit. Spread the love out. So
next year we should just have inner circle. We'll just adopt a family. That's what we'll do.
Make sure
that's fun. But the kid better like wrestling. That's the rule.
Say, what if the kid hates wrestling? You know, yeah.
We're ready.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say that Bret Hart Defining Moments is $20.99. That's one I've had my eye on. And it's going to be under $20, probably, I would think, for Black Friday.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good figure. Yeah.
I kind of want to look at what that set is
plain,
now.
Plain Jane, but.
Not on the back, though. On the back, it's the design really? He had on for WrestleMania 8, 9.
Well,
whichever
I wouldn't
one
know because I don't take anything out of the package, Tom. So.
Yeah,
because I'm not 5.
Whatever. it's from WrestleMania when he fought Piper. What WrestleMania was that, 9?
Yep. Oh, when he no, that was 7.
8? No, 7.
7 was Mr. Perfect? Seven? No, 7 was probably Mr. Perfect. He fought Mr. Perfect, then Roddy, then 9 was...
Then he's got the belt at the next
Yokozuna.
Oh, 9's Yokozuna. Yeah, so it's 8. I always get 8 and 9 mixed up.
Oh, man. 8 was prime. That was my favorite time for wrestling before my innocence and childhood was gone. I'm still amazed how this Cameron Grimes ringside exclusive is still $23.99, Nick. What is going on?
It did not drop last year, right?
No. This has been around forever.
He must have to sell a certain amount before he's like willing to drop the price.
Yeah, that's gotta be it. Because it's not like the Undertaker fucking went down to like $7. How is this $23.99? I want this.
And the Taker, I was like, I can't buy it. And then I eventually bought it off you because I was like, ooh, what if I miss out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I might ship you that Adam Cole, too, with those two. I got the Adam Cole for you.
You know what? Let me see if that kid wants that ring, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A large box, and I'll let him eat the shipping.
Oh, man. There you go. I like your style.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big box.
He doesn't listen.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Listen to Run-In Podcast this week because they're going to do this week you're going to do the
yeah.
Okay, when do you guys record, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, tomorrow afternoon, daytime.
Is that when you guys always record? I can't pin it down when you guys actually record.
Usually it's Thursday, like 11 a.m. our time, 8 a.m. fake time because DJ's on the West Coast. It's usually, if you're a Patreon, you usually get it by 1 p.m.
Oh, nice. That's good. Another benefit to the Patreon. Gotta love that.
It's solid. It's solid.
I want to talk about autographs real quick. We kind of planned this out, but not really. But you guys have kind of inspired me. I think 2024 is going to be a year for me to really focus on some of these autographs because the two of you guys, over the last 6 to 12 months, have gotten autographs from, I mean... You just got in Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. I mean, you guys, have, what have you gotten in the last like year? I mean, it's been pretty insane with the Fetterman.
I started this in the last year. Sorry. I know it's Nick's show.
No, dude.
Talking all over you guys.
Go ahead.
But in the last year, I started with the Slaughter Coliseum collection, and he just did such a good job with that. Boned me right up, so I was like, I'm all in on this. I had some older ones, like I had the Shockmaster done a while back. I had Jerry Lawler, the blue and white one done a while back, and then with the Legends and everything and all these signings popping up, it was just like, all right, let's do it. So I think my first mail-in was Hogan with Heroes Hideout. So yeah, in the last year, Hogan twice, Undertaker, Kane, Roman Reigns, Jake the Snake, Godfather, Goldust, Nash, Cowboy Bob Orton, Lex Luger, Tatanka, Ken Shamrock, Beefcake, Diamond Dallas Page, Billy Gunn, and D'Lo.
It's a badass collection.
And then the ones that I got in the mail this week, which was Austin, Cena. Who am I forgetting? Austin, Cena. Oh, Shawn Michaels comes tomorrow.
Wow. You're the same way, Nick. I mean, you've done a lot of these. I mean, for people that want to get into autographs, obviously the cheapest way to do it is like when somebody shows up to your local store or there's a small little, Comic-Con type of thing. Some of these bigger events and the Fetterman mail-in things, I mean, they're getting top dollar. But, you know, these are some of the biggest names in wrestling. You just
100%. There, you know?
I mean, and I feel like it's got to be like real estate. These are going to go up and up and up. The next time they do a Roman signing or a John Cena signing, it'll be another $40 or $50 more, right? I mean, it's people are going to
pay. Roman does it rarely as it is, but he's going to do even less as time goes on. Just seems like it's not something, it sounds like he doesn't need the money for it, so he doesn't care.
Right. That was my whole thought process with Roman is like, I don't collect new guys, but I know this is an investment kind of aspect of this one where I'm just gonna grab it, get it signed, the price is only gonna go up. Same thing with Cena, honestly, too, because he's too new for me, but the fact that he was doing a signing and doesn't normally do them, I'm like, I gotta jump on this because the price is only gonna go up.
And then I'm kind of still contrary on getting the Ultimates done, but some of the Fetterman people that they offer, it's like, why not? Like this weekend I'm gonna see Rhea Ripley, and I know that I assume she's one or two female Ultimates away from, after Asuka. But, these weren't cheap. I was looking at this wall, man. But just do deals and they're spaced out enough, you'll be all right.
Paying for.
Yeah. What do I have, though? HBK, what am I getting done? RVD this weekend. So far, Ultimates. Edge, Alexa Bliss. Who is that? Goldberg. Kane, Taker, Diesel, the first two Hulk Hogans, Flair, Roman, Shawn, Brock, Charlotte, Shin, Finn Balor, Doink, Austin, both Cena show up tomorrow. Or I just got shipping on those, HPK. So
yeah, it's a good idea for people if they want to get into like getting some of these higher end autographs.
And my custom Cody.
Oh yeah, that's a beauty too. If you want to pare down, like if you're thinking, man, how am I going to afford this? Like if you're thinking like, it's almost like quality over quantity, like pare down your collection, get rid of some stuff. Kind of like what you did, Tom. I mean, you did it for other reasons. You know, you had a big trip and, just were kind of getting out of the game for a little bit. But as you sit with a big stack of figures behind you. but I have a whole box of stuff to get rid of. And I have probably a good amount of elites that I don't really have any kind of strong connection to. Find someone in some of these groups that wants to buy some of these off of you and squirrel the money away for a year or two. And, if you have $500 or something, you can get some good autographs. And, I have the Legends collection, which is probably the most affordable way to go because an autograph for a guy like Brutus the Barber Beefcake or Greg Valentine does not cost as much as a John Cena, it's all about what you want to do, I think.
Actually, just dropped him in the mail for K&S.
Who?
Brutus, $30.
Oh,
$30
for
a mail.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
still like, Nick's getting Diesel done, my Diesel new gen one done for me this weekend. And I'm like, $90 because he's 80 and then it's 10. Like if you're doing it too, like you might, and you have the option, you might as well have them JSA it for $10. Because it's like, if you ever do decide to sell it, people are going to want proof. But yeah, it's just like, man, $90 for Kevin Nash, Diesel, whatever. But it's like, another thing is like, you don't know how long these guys are going to be around. Obviously we've all, you know, all seen that. So, I bailed on RVD. I sent him my RVD and then I was like, he was the same price, $90. I'm like, oh, wait till he's doing something like KNS or High Spots or whatever. And send that in.
When you JSA something, does that just mean someone's there physically to just watch them sign it? And then they just put a piece of paper in with the figure.
They put a piece of paper with like a barcode on it or like a hologram. And then they put a sticker on your actual item.
Okay.
Yeah, like so Austin, they did Beckett, and I got a barcode on the bottom there.
Okay. So
this is mine, by the way. I got silver on it, guys.
When you go to that barcode, does it have a picture of him signing it, or is it just like the date or something? Or
it'll say like Stone Cold Steve Austin autographed Ultimate Edition.
It's kind of proof that it was actually signed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Did Austin use a super thin pen on yours?
Yes.
Yeah. I did white and it's
super. I actually bent the shit out of my box, by the way, also. They're not allowed.
You did or he did?
No, somebody did because this was minty as hell. But
you want to shoot on Austin right now? Talk shit about it, him doing that? What's up, Austin? Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
What's up, bitch?
What's so stunning about Steve Austin? That's what I'm going to say to him.
So, yeah, autographs, these two guys are people to talk to. You can pick their brains, obviously, in the Facebook group if you want to. And we try to post any kind of autographs that happen. I know there's some stores up by You Zombies Hideout.
What a great, like, pipeline for you, having that right there. I mean, not that we can't get it to you to drop off or whatever, but they're doing a lot of those ones that you kind of just want to stack, like, in that price point. Like, a lot of legends. Like if they got that show, like you could just drop off whatever you want, and John James takes care of it.
John James is huge. If I can't make it, I pay, give it to him, and he gets it done for me. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Especially a couple of those, I thought we were going to get asked for the premium pricing, and they didn't say anything.
Yeah,
like Jake Ultimate. I thought for sure they were going to hit us.
Yeah,
I'm on their website right now. They have anything coming up? They have this Wrestling Classic 4 coming up.
Yeah, they're building up to that show. I'm hoping that Bischoff rings out, but I don't think so. Yeah.
Before that, though, they got in December 2nd, there's like a toy show in Springfield, Mass. And Jimmy Hart and the Nasty Boys are going to be there.
Oh, nice.
Which Jimmy Hart's legend isn't going to be out either. So I'm like, do I get that Hall of Fame figure? I've already met Jimmy Hart. He's getting old. I don't have a figure signed by him. I have an 8x10 signed by him, but
I guess I should start tracking some Jimmy Hart figs if that's the case.
That's what I think I'm going to end up doing, is just see if I can steal one on eBay or Mercari or something for.
I think you can get the ones. I know we just missed the kayfabe. We just missed kayfabe's whatnot. Probably could have got some deals on there.
I was on there for a second while we were waiting for Phil to jump on, and there wasn't. I love kayfabe, but there wasn't any deals, to be honest.
No, he changed his price points this time.
Yeah, nothing starting at $1. Yeah,
I think he was getting hit bad on that.
So,
because he's a good dude, I was like, I hated watching that because he was just getting smoked on some of those signed figs. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, and I know the answer to this question, but if you're wanting to get autographs financially, it's stupid to go onto eBay and just search for like Jimmy Hart autograph, because you're going to pay way more than you would pay by actually getting it signed in person, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for someone like him, I mean, Heroes Hideout had him like, what, 2 years ago, and it was free.
Oh,
because they had a signing get messed up, so they're like, you know what, just come in, Jimmy Hart's free.
Oh, that's cool.
For me, it's like, I got to have something to do with it. Like, I used to actually be like, I only wanted autographed 8x10s, and I only wanted it if I could get it in person, like if I could go to the con or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing the mail-in and dropping off stuff. But with more and more of these guys from our childhood passing away, it's like if I have the opportunity to get them, I'm going to do it through mail-in or whatever I have to do. So, I am just kind of like, let's just get this done. Like Nick was saying about this weekend, like let's just get it done if we can.
Yeah.
But I forget
what the worst case, you could get the retro, his retro done that came in the 4-pack.
Oh yeah.
That's not too expensive. Like, and then
placeholder.
I wouldn't mind getting the I don't do the original San Francisco Toy Makers, but him in the Hogan suit, that's essentially the same as the Legends fig.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could, there's a lot of those, I think, for around the $50 price point. If you could, you know, catch one on a deal there, and that's actually a good card because they are not the best cards.
Mm. Yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad one to get signed either.
There's one on eBay right now, $69.99.
I just saw that. Yep. Yeah. It's not a bad price at all. I bet you could.
But the retro, what box did he come in? He was number two. That might, was that on Ringside? Wasn't Ringside trying to dump some of those?
Well, that's a good question,
Jimmy. I'll search Jimmy Hart real quick.
Oh, going back to what I was saying. So yeah, I need to be involved in the signing if I get something done. I'm not going to just buy like a random something that somebody's had sitting around in their office for a while. Like I want it to be, I sent it in. It was my figure. I bought the figure. Send it off. It was mailed back to me. All that stuff. That was
previous
point.
I agree with that.
I agree with you. There's probably a handful that I had to. I just kind of had to settle for that.
Yeah.
It's like I was meeting Edge, but I wanted to get the Edge heads, but I wasn't going to pay double. And then High Spots had his ultimate sign for $80. I was like, I'll just do it.
Oh, jeez.
Alexa Bliss, the same thing. And I think the rest. Oh, and then somebody was just doing Finn Balor for an insane price. Like, I think I paid $55 in the Major Pod group for it. Signed Finn Ultimate.
Yeah, you can't pass that.
As small as Dent, I don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah. That's you can't pass that up.
Yeah. Oh, and then the Andrade. I got Andrade WrestleMania Basic for like $14 signed.
Oh, yeah.
For that, from that big event site. Yeah.
I was watching one of their Daniel Bryans, but I didn't like the color that I know this is weird, but I didn't like the color that they used.
Dude, I have his AEW. It's in blue. You can't see it.
I was going to say, also, if you're getting your fig signed, don't use a pen that is, first of all, don't use a Sharpie, and don't use a pen that is the color of something on the box.
Yes.
Like, you want it to contrast. White is usually my go-to, but.
White is great. And I would say have a paint pen. I mean, Sharpie does make a paint pen, and a Posca does some really good paint pens, but have one with you. Don't assume whoever's there, the store is going to have it, because if you go to some little rinky-dink store or convention, they might not have anything sitting around. I felt bad for shitting on him, but somebody in the Major Wrestling Figure Pod Facebook group was bragging about like an autograph he had just gotten. Do you remember who it was, Nick? It's like,
oh, I don't know. That turned a whole thing is that everybody was like, dude, you didn't. And it was a shitty autograph. And then he got defensive. It was like, well, it's the way I wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, I would get defensive. It was like,
dude, you know that thing fucking sucks.
He was posting it to, like, you know, seem cool. But, I mean, like, it just, like, breaks my heart. Like, dude, he paid money for that. Just, you know, spend the extra $4 to get one of those pens and, you know, fucking shit, you know?
I'll buy one. Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. The two that I sent to K&S the other day, I was like, oh, fuck, you know? Last time I sent something in, their white paint pen exploded. I was like, let me drop a white paint pen in there. There's a Michaels right next to the post office. Not a single medium Sharpie oil pen to be found.
Wow.
In any decent color. Like, especially I was sending to Elite, to, you know, a Magnum TA Old Elite and the British Beefcake. I was like, fuck. I was like, you know what? They had some generic brand that I'm gonna give it a shot. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And then Posca, I'm still worried about like them chipping.
All right, let's talk about the most important thing here. This is Thanksgiving side discussion. Okay. Ooh,
let's go.
Three guys that love to eat here. No.
Are you doing like a baby draft, or are we just doing a...
Let's just do like a consensual rankings here. Or like
consensual, consensual.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like,
I'm willing to participate.
Community rankings here, because this is important because it's coming up. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I would say I always say that, and then Christmas comes, and I'm like, oh man, I love seeing my kid open presents. But just the whole like having family together. There's football on. You can just quietly get drunk by yourself. You don't have to go anywhere. It's all about eating, which is one of my favorite things to do.
It's the first one I get to do in this kitchen, dude. I'm pumped.
Oh, really? Ooh. Oh, dude. You haven't family over at your place?
Yeah, I think I was gonna do open house. Like, obviously, I'm cooking for me, Zoe, and Marley, and then I have some friends that kind of dip around, and then
okay.
I'm gonna try to time it with my brother and his wife, like, so that, you know, if my parents want to go to both, I'm not offended. Like, I don't give a shit, you know, if they show up or not.
Yeah, okay.
I'm excited to see them, but I'm not offended if they don't show up to my house for a meal.
What time do we show up?
What time should we show up? Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want to come down? We would love it. We would love to see you guys.
Oh, I would love it too. Yeah.
I don't know. What are we? I think we do like a later. I think we do like a 4 o'clock traditional.
Oh, I love a later one because then you can just go to sleep. Unfortunately, Logan has a hockey tournament 4 hours away in Vermont.
Thanksgiving and the weekend. First game,
yeah, so we got the schedule this week or today. First game is Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Bro, Phil, so, rink time is not cheap, man. That's what they're doing, right? It's probably cheap as hell to get on Thanksgiving weekend.
So we're leaving Thursday night.
Call it the turkey tournament. You got it, man. Make some shirts up. Yep. Boom.
Yeah, it's sold out. The tournament's sold out. That's why we're playing at 7 a.m.
Well, you usually host, right, Tom? You hosted last year.
We usually host friends, actually, because we not to get into anything too personal, but we had a falling out with my sister. So my sister and her and my mom like reconciled. So now my sister goes to my mom's. We want nothing to do with that. So we were doing things with friends that don't have a lot of family around. So if we weren't going to this hockey tournament, Nick, we probably would pop by and see Marley.
Nice. And Ollie and the dog, bro. The dog so he can.
Oh, yeah.
And Zoe.
He loves worst. He loves a good crotch. Tried to hump my son.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves somebody that's his height when he stands up.
I have three Friendsgivings around that week. I have a Friendsgiving the day before Thanksgiving, which is risky. Thanksgiving, then that Saturday or Sunday I have a Friendsgiving. So it's gonna be tight, but I love the Friendsgiving idea because it's more relaxed. You're not with family. It's get to like sit down and have a meal with your friends. You know, you go out to dinner with your friends.
You love the hodgepodge of food too, because everybody's not making anything Thanksgiving related.
No.
Can I get short rib tacos?
Give me that.
Oh, that is a good call.
Stuffed bread.
I haven't even talked about with any of these people what we're going to bring, but I was just going to bring a Thanksgiving side. Maybe I'll just go off the wall.
What? It's Friendsgiving, bro.
Yeah.
You're eating that shit the next day. You don't need it. You don't need it twice.
Wait, what should I do? Should it be like turkey related, like a turkey chili or something? No. Or no,
dude, I made this a couple years ago. I hosted Nordstrom, I guess, has great tomato soup in their cafe, so I made a crock pot of tomato soup and made grilled cheese sandwiches and like, but I cut them like almost in sticks.
Oh wow.
And people were crushing it. They were like, that's a weird appetizer. And everybody had a bowl. It was gone.
Of course.
We went to a wedding, and it was that was like one of the past hors d'oeuvres was a cut grilled cheese sandwich with a shooter of tomato soup. It was so fucking good. Yeah. I ended up going to stand by the door so that I could hit the woman up every time she came out of the thing with them. Yeah.
Oh, here's this.
Hey, you. What's up? Hey, how are you?
That's funny as shit.
I can just see Vince Vaughn doing that. You got to try the
crab cakes. If you see the crab cakes, bring it. I love crab cakes.
That's how I feel every time I go to Jimmy's.
Yeah.
So let's start ranking some sides here. Let's name the kind of the top three or four without any kind of ranking here. For me, mac and cheese. I don't remember eating that as a kid on Thanksgiving, but mac and cheese in a crock pot. It's all gooey. I mean, it's got to be up there. So I feel like you got to put a little asterisk by mac and cheese. Did you guys have mac and cheese growing up for Thanksgiving?
Not when I was a kid, but now it's a staple.
Yeah, it has to be. It's delicious. I mean, it's almost unfair. It's almost like Mark McGuire on steroids of the sides here.
My cousin married a Jamaican woman, and she is in charge of the mac and cheese, and it's amazing. So,
but I don't know that I would go crock pot. I would go baked mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
Like the one I made the other day and shared with the group, and Kenny complimented and it kind of made my week.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. Mashed potatoes are the goat. I mean, I can't. You can have some bad mashed potatoes.
I want them the most rich that you normally. Like,
yeah.
I'll put cream cheese. I'll put sour cream. I'll put like in it. Fold it all in there.
Sour cream.
More butter than I should be using. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So to the point where it almost has like a layer of like around the edge. You can see the butter. Like it's not even soaked all in. Yep. Yeah.
Like the steam from them makes you fat.
Yeah. A full and heavy cream. No milk here. It's got to be heavy, like heavy whipping cream just brought in just for that.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
What besides those two, what else would you say is up in the upper echelon of sides for Thanksgiving? You got a lot of vegetables.
I need green bean casserole, man.
Yeah. You have to you have to do canned, right? You can't do fresh. Do you agree
for
with
green
that?
Green bean casserole?
Yeah. I've always had canned green bean casserole. Like nothing, like not like, right? Do you have real green
beans? I've never had it in a can.
No. Not the green beans come from a can, but not the actual.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're not like you going to the farmer's market and buying fresh green beans, right?
No, my mom tried to make it once with fresh green beans, and it was like too crunchy.
No, it tastes like shit.
Like,
yeah,
you need the canned mushy shit.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I think like you'd have to blanch or pre-cook it, right? A little extra.
Yeah.
Saute.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I don't need vegetables, so I'm just taking you guys' word for it.
Did we talk about this in the group that
you're missing out, man.
Oh, we did talk about this in the group that Al Michaels has never eaten a vegetable before?
I did not have good service. I still have to go back and watch why. But whatever it is, I agree with him.
No, I mean he just doesn't fucking like him, so he never did. I mean that's the whole story. I mean it's pretty simple. Which like props
I hate
to
the
him.
Texture. I hate
that,
the texture.
That's what he said. Like you know, the guy interviewing was like, "Well, what about like a carrot?" He's like, "No, have you ever seen that thing? I don't want to eat that." The guy's 78 years old. He's lived long enough.
Yeah,
he's never eaten a fucking vegetable. I mean, I used to work with a guy at Abercrombie in the stock room, and when we ordered a pizza, he would not get sauce on his side of the pizza. That's how much he would not eat vegetables. So I don't know if I don't know if that guy's still alive.
Tomato is not a vegetable. I mean, I don't know if it's a fruit or
no,
vegetable.
It literally is not. Well, no,
that's
right.
A fucking condiment. Yeah, but, that's a condiment.
I've now grown fond of the roasted Brussels sprouts with a little balsamic. Not to say that should be up in the upper echelon, but as far as texture wise, I think it's if you roast them, it's good. They kind of crisp up a little bit. You can put some. You know, basically cook all the healthiness out of it.
I actually like cooking those for Zoe. Like when she wants Brussels, it's like you want bacon, you want chopped bacon with it. You want to do like a sweet style. You want to just do Thai chili sauce. You want to just do straight up seasoned this and that. So
there you go,
a shitload of garlic.
There was a meme going around today about Brussels sprouts. I thought I shared it to my story. That's why I was looking at my phone, but it was like Brussels sprouts did not look like this in the 80s.
Oh, somebody, yeah, you know, I think you did share that with us. Yeah,
did I? I couldn't.
I don't know where. Maybe it wasn't you, but it was like, yeah, they were not. Somebody upgraded them in the mid 90s to be like actually good because
They got the sweet potatoes agent because everybody loves sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Because as a kid, I never had Brussels sprouts, but I always remember the threat of like Brussels sprouts, like, oh my God, these are going to be so terrible. I never want to.
It was like you just imagine the lunch lady dropping a handful.
Yeah.
And they weren't chopped. They weren't seasoned. It was just like, how did you cook these? They're cooked.
Yeah,
so that's
boiled.
All I can tell
you.
Yeah.
Just boiled. Yeah. All right. So what's.
Well, you
what's
said sweet potato. And I eat sweet potato like all year long, but Thanksgiving is like with pecans, marshmallows,
That's
hot take. I am not a sweet potato guy. Fries, any kind of sweet potato.
I'm not one of those people that panders like, ooh, sweet potato fries are healthier than regular fries. Like, never. I don't need that shit. Because I'm going to still season them like I'd want regular fries. I don't want the sweet part.
Yeah, you're eating fries, man.
But I love mashed sweet potatoes or baked sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh
The restaurant I used to work at, we would do like a buffet for Thanksgiving, and we would make pans and pans of that same thing with pecans and like marshmallow. Just the entire top would be covered with like roasted marshmallows, and like it's basically a dessert. I mean, it's hard to call it a side, but it is delicious.
Are you saying that you worked at Boston Market? Are you telling
no,
me?
No, I would love to work at Boston Market. No, just a regular restaurant.
You always just hope they did a little more of a shave across the top for yours, not a full scoop. We'll just hit the top for me.
All right. So I would say for me, my number one is stuffing. I love stuffing. I don't know. It gets a bad rap the rest of the year. Like I would want to make stuffing all the time. Stuffing is fucking great, especially put a little pork sausage in there. A little spice, a little sage. Oh, babe. Yeah.
That's sausage my, stuffing for sure.
That's my number one. I'll say mashed potatoes number two, and I'll say mac and cheese number three. What about you, Tom?
I am going to get shit for this.
Oh, no.
I do not like stuffing.
Damn, dude.
I do not like
stuffing. I didn't until about 3 or 4 years ago. I get it.
Yeah, every year my mom's like, there's sausage in it. You love sausage. And I love any kind of encased meat, to be honest. But
save that audio. What's it? Hour five, Nick.
But yeah, I just for whatever reason, man, it's like I just can't get into stuffing. I get a lot of shit for it, but I'm gonna go mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. Green bean casserole, mac and cheese. Not necessarily in that order. Swap mac and cheese and green bean casserole. Mac and cheese number two.
Okay.
But one thing we didn't talk about is rolls. I love the little fucking crescent rolls.
I do love
Pillsbury crescent rolls. I can eat a whole fucking, I don't even know if you call them a loaf, but the can.
They're the perfect, they're crispy, but they're not like super flaky.
Ever had those on Thanksgiving, though. I don't,
oh, not, really?
Not in this house, bro.
Heather's house. Family did it, and now we have them every year. Like when me and her started dating, every time we had Thanksgiving, they would do it. I was the same way. I never had them. And now I'm like, I fucking need those.
Yeah, the crescent rolls.
We're big on brunches in this family. My family, it was that people's birthdays were always brunch. Is rolling the brown and serve sausage with the crescents around them.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that sounds good.
But see, mac and cheese has no place for me here.
Okay,
Not, you know, if you didn't grow up on it, you know.
I didn't, but it's just delicious. It's just, I mean, yeah. You can't, and it's everywhere. I mean.
Yeah, I'm definitely mashed with the dunk, so you can put the gravy bowl in your mashed.
Yeah,
even though it's gonna clearly get everywhere. The sweet potato with the pecans, and then my family does a corn pudding. It's almost like it's just a corn casserole, really.
Yeah, it's a warmer, warm or cold?
Warm.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of regular cream, some cream corn, regular corn, and then it's I don't know. My mother made. Except, I don't know, whatever, but it's good. And then, but I agree with the rolls. I think I'm more like, what are they called? Finger rolls? Like fingerling? Like it's...
Fingerling that's potatoes?
A basketball move.
Potatoes?
Like the rolls, dude. Like they come, you know, they come in the bag and you just throw them in the oven for a minute.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The wake.
There's no proper like way to really rolls? Cut no? it. What's that?
Isn't that like a Portuguese roll? No.
No. They're small, little, you know, 3x2.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something about freaking.
Don't I love Kings? Don't bring Kings to my fucking Thanksgiving dinner.
No, they have no place.
It doesn't work there. Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't work. For dessert, I have to have pumpkin pie. If I don't have pumpkin pie, something went horribly wrong. It's the only time I want pumpkin pie. Is on Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie, whatever else. Apple pie, I guess, will work as a number two, but you got to have pumpkin pie there. Okay? You have to have it.
Okay, I'm always apple, but Zoe does like a golf clinic. Do you ever go to Lyman, Tom?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Not for dessert, but the golf.
So they, like, when the golf clinic, they give everybody a small pie when they leave. So we always have an apple pie in the fridge. It's bad. It's a bad idea, but.
Jesus.
I think I'm spoiled now that now I'm like, shit, I gotta find a new Thanksgiving dessert this year.
Does she golf?
It was like a work thing, like to recruit more people.
Oh, okay.
So to recruit like other, you know, companies like, hey, come out, check out this 6-week golf clinic. Because it's intimidating for women to start golfing. So they do like a 6-8 week clinic and kind of work on all facets of the game.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's cool.
She just gives me a reason. She's like, oh, do you want to go to the driving range? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you want to do anything else? Do you want to play 15? Play 15. Do you want to play 18? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for that.
Not with the baby in there. Yeah. All right. Well, let us know. We'll post something in the Facebook group of some size. Maybe we forgot something. We didn't talk about cranberry. I don't hate cranberry. I don't love it. I will have some. I'm more of a fan of that on my late night Thanksgiving sandwich.
Well,
I love the ordering on ringside stuff I don't need, watching football half drunk sandwich time at the end of the night. It makes me happy. That's good Thanksgiving.
Circle back real quick on your pies. Pumpkin pie, hell yes. Okay. Apple pie from Costco. I don't know who makes it. I don't know if they make it like in-house or if they order them from somewhere or whatever. But their apple pie is the best. I only eat it on Thanksgiving. We're going to this tournament that I was talking about. I think I'm going to get one just to bring with us because we're actually doing breakfast for Thanksgiving because we have to leave for this tournament. So we're doing breakfast with some friends and then we're heading out. So no Thanksgiving dinner this year. But yeah, I think I'm going to grab a pie just to eat in the hotel room. Whew. My bare hands.
bare hands.
Is it like a crumb? Or just the traditional?
No. The crust is like, I want to say it's like a glazed crust.
Okay.
So good.
Gotcha.
What I don't
like. So I used to always like to do the fundraiser. Like some kids selling pies, and I'm always like, oh, yeah, I'll grab one of those.
Yeah, they were doing that with Lyman up here. Logan School was selling them through Lyman, but we didn't end up doing it.
A couple times my family or somebody has tried to go to like a fancy little bakery to get some like pies, and they're just not. They don't have like the fucking tradition. Like, I just want an apple pie. I don't want all this fucking fanciness to it. I don't need, you know what I mean? I just give me the canned green beans. Give me the fucking store-bought apple pie. That's all I want. You know what I mean?
So I worked at a restaurant. And the guy, the boss loved, we had instant potatoes on the side.
Oh, God.
Because we'd have like steak night. And he's like, no, I don't want the potato wedges you guys made fresh. I want fucking Betty Crocker, like instant potatoes, like just add water. He loved it.
The guy that owned it?
Yeah, the owner of the restaurant. That was his thing.
Wow.
Thanksgiving, and we'd cook a bunch of the sides for him to, like, you know, just him specifically. We didn't do for anybody else. And I was like, you want me to do potatoes? No.
One year, I want to get the Cajun turkey from Popeyes. Wonder if anybody's ever done that before. Sounds delicious.
Oh, maybe we'll do that this year and bring it with us to the tournament.
How the fuck are you going to cook that? Where are you going to cook that at?
Doesn't it come cooked?
No, it's fucking
raw. No, I think you have to finish it. No, it's not raw, but I think you have to finish it.
Oh, okay. It's okay. That makes sense.
You do Boston Market. I'm sure you can find a Boston Market up there.
I'll just stop at Popeyes and get a chicken sandwich on the way.
There can't be anything sadder.
Stop in Boston and stop in any market up there and grab
Stu Leonard. Go to fucking Stu Leonard, dude. You got Stu Leonard up there? That place is amazing.
No, opposite way. Opposite way.
Oh, we're going to Vermont.
Did we discuss that on here? Like us telling Phil about Stu Leonard's and
no.
That you guys I've never been. I've never been to Stu Leonard.
Dude, you have to fucking go there, dude. That's the greatest.
It's not close.
It's not close. It's near town.
Nah. Berlin. There's one in Berlin, right near Ken's.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right. Next time I go to Ken's, I'll hit it.
You get 2 day old orange juice. It's not made day of. It's the second day. It's still pretty good though.
Oh my God.
It tastes so different than like fucking. I love Tropicana, but it tastes so different than like traditional OJ.
This is like a grocery store up in Connecticut. When I went to visit the guys up there this summer. Me and my family was like an 8-hour drive, and we stop in this grocery store, and we must have looked like we had not eaten in like 3 days. We spent like $70 on like just pre-made food. They had they had buffets of barbecue. They had a sushi bar, a pizza bar. They had, any kind of food you wanted. Warm.
It has a very fair like feel for anybody who's ever been there. Like there's
seafood,
huge produce section, huge baker, huge everything, and it's colorful and it's woodsy and it's got the. You know, the Chiquita banana lady singing, the avocados kids are singing. It's all carnival, like, for the little kids.
It's like a Wegmans, but times 10, I would say.
Yeah, you've already spent enough, and then you hit the buffet area in the back. And it's like, cool, I was hoping to get 4 chicken tenders, 3 fried shrimp, a scoop of mashed potatoes, a meatball.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they have slices. I'll grab those, too. Oh,
man. I'm starting to get hungry here. We gotta move on, I guess.
And this, dude, when next time you come, the stuffed breads. They had like a large stuffed bread for Zoe and I. It was like, it was Friday. I was like, you know what? I'll just buy this. We'll just kind of heat it up throughout the weekend when you're hungry. It was like, wouldn't go away, man. It was awesome.
That's our ranking, unofficial Thanksgiving rankings. Hope you guys enjoy. Add some comments to it. We'll post it on the Facebook group. Let me take a little tinkle and we'll do some weekly purchases before we get out of here. Hold on 1 second.
Ooh, I'm going to tinkle too.
Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
it's our favorite segment of the week. It's our weekly purchases. Whatever we picked up from Amazon, Ringside, Target, Walmart, who the hell knows, Ross, Marshalls, going everywhere nowadays. This segment is brought to you in part by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Follow them on all socials. Check out their Thanksgiving sale and use our code FIGCAVE for 10% off. Let's let the guests go first. Tommy Parrish, you got out of the hobby for a while. You're back in it now. You've got some stuff behind you. What did you pick up this week?
I do actually dodging the wife this week, trying to swoop before she sees what's coming. But I got quite a bit, as you can see here. So start with this. This was actually a gift from a friend who's getting out of the game completely. Speaking of autographs, this is the Ric Flair defining moments. The black robe signed in blue paint pen.
That looks great.
By him. Yeah, it does. He handed it to me, and I was like, oh, shit, the pictures you sent me. He's like, I'm getting out of the game, man. He's like, you're the biggest Ric Flair fan I know. Figure this is perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So I have to get a case for that. But, yeah, that was a big one this week. And
do you have that not signed? What are you going to do with
it? I have it loose. So to my left here, I have the blue robe defining moment signed by him. I have a Galoob MOC signed by him. And I have a Hasbro signed by him.
Wow.
And then over here, I have a Toy Room Tour coming soon. But I have the Ultimate signed over here on another shelf. This is like this shelf right here is all my Ric Flair stuff. So
this will be number five. That's awesome.
This will be number five, yeah. So I got that, and then James Melton in our group, the Sunset Flipper. He had this for like this Ultimate Warrior Ringside exclusive, which was on my Ringside wish list earlier in the year, but disappeared. And he had it for $20 shipped. Like,
$20 shipped?
Great deal, yeah.
$20 shipped.
Oh. Shit, I never went back to that and hit that listing. Because I was waiting to see if it was shipped prices for all that. Fuck.
I forgot what you were looking for.
I was gonna order backups of a couple ultimates, like some of those middle ultimates, like I think Hollywood Hogan, maybe. I have to go back.
Yeah, he had great
his prices plus. Were unreal on that. And he's on Whatnot, Sunset Flipper. I have his business card.
I made a trade ski with him this week too. I'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah, he's good
dude. Nice. And then Tommy Sapienza and Chad Miller, both really good friends of the shows. Hooked me up with the Honky Tonk Man, which is awesome because when I found the Greatest Hits Legends in store, they were gone. Honky Tonk Man was the only one that was completely gone. So I got two of those: one to get signed, one to open. Put with my Rhythm and Blues Legends. I got this from this Brock Lesnar Ultimate Edition, which I already had one. I'm holding out that Brock does another signing. I got one to open now, the Ruthless Aggression Ultimate Edition. And then this is from J&J Figures. I actually did a trade with Jimmy himself, straight up, Young Jay. And I sent him the like modern Brock Ultimate, and he sent me this. So,
cool. It's a good trade.
He was like, yeah, they're fetching about the same price. So, and then from the Run-In Podcast friends, Wrestling Collector Shop, I got this Kurt Angle, which I will be opening. I got one to open, one to get signed next week when Nick, or 2 weeks when Nick goes to meet him. So
maybe we'll see.
Hopefully. And then we already talked about it, but two pretty big grails here.
Jesus.
Stone Cold Steve Austin and John Cena signed Ultimates, courtesy of Dark Parlor Originals. I don't have the sticker with me, but part of the cool thing about Dark Parlor is that you can kind of see it on this the John Cena one here.
I love that. That's so cool.
They give you like these Funko Pop inspired stickers, which I love, which are like limited edition only through.
I know somebody get the chase for the
I didn't
chase Austin. The chase. You got the middle finger or something like that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Very cool, very cool. Big week, but very so I got to nice. Chill out for a couple weeks now.
I saw for the first time ever, I saw the Legends Greatest Hits display today. So I grabbed the Terry Funk. I had already bought from someone in the group, The Honky Tonk Man, which will be here, I think, Monday. So I'm halfway through the. I said I was not going to get these, but I'm going to get them because they are the same packaging.
Obviously, I called it.
Yeah, you did call it. I mean, you know me well. I can get Honky signed, I guess. That's about it, right? The other three guys are passed away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. So
I know he's going to be there this weekend. I'm like debating, but it's not cheap, man. He's not. He's not a cheap auto.
I think he is if he's not doing a big event.
Right. Like, I think it's 60 this weekend, which is it's not terrible.
No, and then, everything seems to be like $20 more than it should be for a big event.
But did I tell you when I emailed him and I was like he was like $50 cash in the envelope, in a prepaid shipping label.
That's like, awesome.
What a carny.
Carny, yeah.
Like, signed, Wayne. Wayne F.
In a true Phil move, I assume my favorite wrestler is, well, it's debatable between Macho Man and Kurt Angle, but I would say probably Kurt Angle. I ordered this from Wrestling Collector Shop because they had that 25% off the Kurt Angle, and got it in the mail. Then the next day I got another shipping notification. I got another one because I have two different accounts with Wrestling Collector Shop, and I bought them both at different times and forgot about it. So
gotta merge those points, brother.
yeah. I gotta merge them together. And it wouldn't be a week unless I got a G.I. Joe classified.
You're an idiot.
This is Mole Rat. Welcome Mole Rat to the family. This one's actually
I will not get out of the game, dude.
I don't even remember him.
I don't know what it is. It's like some kind of zombie character. I don't know.
All right. Allow me to be Christina here for a minute.
What'd you say, Tom? I'm fielding questions.
I was going to say, allow me to be Christina here for a minute. Why did you buy that?
Well, any of our wives could say this to anything that we've bought.
That's today, true. So. That's true. That's true.
No, I mean, G.I. Joe is probably my first love. Before wrestling was ever around, I also did change up. I got a new. I kind of updated you guys over the course of the weekend. I got a new desk here, so I'm not balanced on plastic tubs anymore. Got a new Detolf, a new cube storage thing over here on the.
What do you say? My it's solid.
I didn't notice nothing wrong with it. I'm not hating on it, man. I did the only damage that happened to the room was I was so pissed off making one of them I smashed my hammer on the armrest of my computer chair about 10 times in a fit of rage and broke the armrest off of it, so I'm gonna have to super glue that on. Just a total fuck. Very Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation, but just I don't know what something wasn't going in right or something wasn't screwing in right, and then it all worked out. So. Everything is good here. I am going to send those Kurt Angles up to you, Nick, to get signed.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
And then you're going to send me your damaged one back. I probably am going to pick up those next two great. The wife told me on Sunday it's for my birthday. I can just go and buy whatever I want. So I'm going to go to Attorney of Dreams.
Real nice, Clark. Real nice.
Go to Attorney of Dreams and probably buy something I don't need. So that'll be on the podcast next week. But yeah, that's about it. Got the room how I want it, I think.
Can we circle back with the G.I. Joe classifieds?
Sure.
What's your rules on collecting those?
I mean, it used to be I want all of them, but now they've come out in such veracity. It's going to be just people that I remember. And this one is, but you have to pre-order them through Amazon and Target, and then they don't come for like a year and a half. So then I just forget that they're pre-ordered, and they just go onto the credit card. And yeah, one of the guys.
I love G.I. Joe, but I don't remember that guy.
No. One of the guys in the group, Steven Odette, has a couple grails for me that I might purchase from him if I don't find anything this weekend out on the hunt that I don't Serpentor. Do not have. Serpentor and what's the other one? Dr. Mindbender, I think. Those were Hasbro exclusives. I do want to get out of it. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of the pain.
I don't want to be here.
I just want to go home anymore. I just want to go home.
Do you have the first Cobra Commander that came out? The like special packaging and stuff. I think that was a Hasbro Pulse exclusive.
Yeah,
too.
I have that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. they got to the point where there's so many of those Hasbro Pulse exclusives, I just stopped paying attention to them. It's just too much. Plus, because they've re-released a lot of characters. Same thing, you know, wrestling does. It's just five Brocks in different outfits. So
now, if they re-release someone, do they reuse the number? Or they get them a new number, or is there a whole like subset of numbers now?
It's
too?
A subset because there's like a Tiger Force, so they do. Yeah. It's like Legends, and it's all same shit.
No way, pal.
Yeah, it's tough. So,
I other than the autos, like I don't think I got much this week. I grab Honky and I grab a Warrior. Mr. Sapienza found me another Sabotage Super 7.
Oh, nice.
So I still got one more to get.
I haven't gone back to Allie's to check on those Lucha ones. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I shared in the group that I went to an Ollie's and nothing.
Nothing?
There was nothing that cool that was ever, like, other people were like, oh, I got that Studio Series Transformers Coronation Starscream for $17. Mm. Oh, these Lucha figs. Oh, AEW, WWE, nothing. A lot of fucking Star Wars. You, and a lot of Marvel Legends.
You haven't bought any Transformers at all.
Mine had on Monday.
No, I don't.
You're done?
I want to sell that. I would like, if anybody out there wants the whole Studio Series minus Hot Rod,
hit you up.
Talk to me, Pa. Yeah.
Dude, I did the same thing. I had a bunch of those Transformers. I kept Gigabyte, which is the Back to the Future mashup, the Ecto-1 mashup, and the Optimus Prime. And they're just sitting on I have a miscellaneous pop culture shelf.
The Top Gun Maverick mashup was like cheap as hell in Walmart a few weeks ago.
Was it?
Did we share that in the group? It was like $23 instead of like $50 or $60. But
I don't love Top Gun that much.
No.
It's good.
No. I'm just stockpiling everything I've got to bring to the big event this weekend. I kind of, this whole side of the room.
Well, are you staying up there that night or what are you doing?
No. I'm going to drive down early Saturday, driving to Mr. Sapienza's, and then I think it's my turn to drive to New York this time. So
okay,
I already told Husfar if he's not there at 7:15, I'm leaving. I'm not gonna lose my VIP access just because he can't get out of bed in time. So
no, come on, yeah.
Oh, and he grabbed me the $7. I guess these are showing up at white like Burlington or something.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
The Hogan.
I could use one. Tommy, I could use one of these. Find me one of those $7 ones. I could use that.
There's Burlington.
Oh, Burlington, right down the road.
They're more than just great coats.
Oh yeah. What time and how burnt? That's it. I didn't get I was good this week. Right? That's what we can say.
I made up for it for you.
Yeah.
You knew you were coming.
Well, those autos all coming in
on this week.
You know what though? I'm happy with Dark Parlor. Like you definitely sent your shit in before me, and you got yours back first. That's the way it should be.
That's the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that they keep you. I like that they have the rewards points. They keep you informed all along the way. And I gotta say, High Spots got their shit together too. I have a package coming from High Spots. I don't know what it looks like on the inside yet, but I wasn't expecting to get shipping notification for Shawn Michaels right away. So.
Yeah, they usually, like, if they can get in and out on those things, it's pretty great, so.
Yeah.
Now, Dark Parlor, we get these points, but, like, is there any way you ever, like, amass a free autograph?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm curious.
We'll find
like,
out.
We'll find out. What the equivalency is. Hold on.
Does Dark Parlor have a physical store, or are they just an online store?
Pretty sure just online. Mike Lanham would know the answer to that question. Is he... He's used them a whole bunch. He would actually probably know the answer to the question about the rewards points too. But
yeah,
Millie Bobby Brown, she's next.
Oh, look at that! It's 1,900 points. I have 1,000 points and $10 off coupon. Let me see ways to redeem.
I'm not a fan of that girl, by the way.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, I just think she's gotten way overhyped. I don't think she's that good of an actress. I will say I've been watching Gen V on Amazon. Great fucking show, dude.
Is she on that?
No, it's like The Boy. You ever watch The Boys?
I watched The Boys. I just didn't know. I didn't know the way you're referencing.
Oh, it. Yeah, like, it was a weird transition for sure. But it's like kind of like the college version of The Boys. There's a girl on there who plays this girl Emma. Her name is Lizzie Broadway. Great. I've never seen her before in my life, but She's awesome, and it's a good show. It's just a lot of people blowing up, and good, like, kind of precursor to The Boys. So check it out. It's, definitely don't watch it with your kids.
No, I love the show, The Boys. I don't want to say I love The Boys, you know, but I love the that show is great. So I was excited to start watching Gen V. Just I fall asleep 8 minutes to any TV show I turn on. So it's been tough. Same.
Schwarzenegger's kid is in it. I didn't even know that. I just looked it up. That makes sense.
And Nick, it's okay to say you love The Boys. It's when you get specific is when you get in trouble.
I love
you said boys. I love the 14-year-old boys.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Were you guys Stern guys when they used to cut out people's audiobooks?
No.
No.
Oh, dude, it was I love to watch in the shower all the time. Ever since I was a little boy, I would watch. And then they did it to William Shatner, and then he was on, and he started talking like that. He was answering all his questions. Like, he was going to cut it up anyway, so I'm just going to talk.
I stole that joke from Dimitri Martin, former Daily Show guy.
What happened to him?
He was doing stand-up for a while on his own, like after The Daily Show, and I haven't really
heard Woodstock movie he did, right?
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything from him.
Yeah, I don't know if he didn't want to be an actor or what, because that's what most of those guys do. Going to acting. That's it for the show, guys. In the next couple weeks, obviously next week will be weird. It's my birthday. Then a week after is Thanksgiving. We'll do a Black Friday recap. Then we'll get into some kind of best of awards. We'll get some folks on the show. Hopefully we can get the whole crew on and do kind of a best of. We'll do wrestling, non-wrestling. We'll do a peg warmers of the year. There's a lot of good peg warmers this year. I don't know if it's good or bad peg warmers.
Top picks Roman.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Eddie Kingston, Walmart. It's up there.
Dude, Mike Branford Walmart got a second case of those.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you think 12 Eddie Kingston? They still have Series 9. They still have his fucking Unrivaled up there.
Oh, God, man. Yeah. It's bad. It's bad news. Bad news.
That Jericho's not much faster. That Jericho figure is great, except the face.
Yeah, the purple one. I don't see him in that figure at all. You know, I don't see the face, but.
But like the purple, like the gear and everything looks awesome. And then you're like, whose fucking face is that?
Nope. All right. So yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up, guys. Thank you, Tommy, for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Love the Run-In Pod. You guys always support us. You always support the book. And, you know, keep kicking ass over there. You guys should listen to their pod. They are not another wrestling figure pod. They do talk wrestling figures, but it's a lot of pop culture, a lot of sports, a lot of in-ring AEW and WWE stuff. So always a highlight of my week. Sometimes we come out on the same day. This week we'll be dropping a day before you, so that's good. So
keep appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Of course. Yeah, enjoy your Thanksgiving on the road. Eating a cold turkey, raw, heated off of your engine, whatever you're gonna do
from Popeyes.
From Popeyes, yeah. Popeyes is good, but you know, I don't know. I wouldn't eat
the raw. Just some Boar's Head oven gold, dude. It's the same thing. You'll be all right.
Yeah, just make a leftover.
We'll figure something out. Yeah.
You guys always do. But thank you guys for listening. Thanks for downloading. Check us out on X at Cave Fig. Check us out on Instagram at The Fig Cave. But that's about it for us. We'll talk to you guys next week. Stay classy, and we'll talk to you soon, Marks.
Wash your hands.
It's showtime. And not only that, but look at here. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it. God damn it. But look at here. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans.
greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, beans, greens, beans, beans, beans.